Aircheckdownloads.com.
Cliche after cliche. The weather, sunny spells with heavy blustery showers. They will continue throughout the afternoon. Some of the showers will be heavy with hail. Top temperature around 8 Celsius, 46 Fahrenheit. Currently it's 6 Celsius, 43 Fahrenheit. And right now we guarantee the most music.
I'm mad. And my mate's mad, Noel.
Yeah, mad.
But right, when we're not being mad, we like listening to Pete Mitchell and Jeff Lloyd on Q103. Because they're fit.
No, they're not.
They're not hanging. Oh, yeah, they are.
The most music, Q103, with Simply Red, the Lighthouse Family and the Lightning Seeds. Ready or not? What on earth happened at the weekend? Just where did it go? Good afternoon, Oldham, Denton, Liverpool, Monton, Cheadle-Hume, Audenshaw, Macclesfield, Urmston, Duckinfield, Levensume, Whalley Range, Miles, Platting, a bear. Good afternoon, live from Manchester.
Manchester, so good they named it twice.
It's another big day in the north. Can I introduce myself? I'm the very funny afternoon radio personality they call Pete Mitchell.
And I'm the truly hilarious, very attractive 23-year-old boy they call Jeff Lloyd.
Big round of applause for Jeff. Thank you. How are you today, Jeff? Okay?
Well, to be honest, Pete, I'm a bit down. An uncle of mine's been unconscious for a few days. He's in hospital. And they've got him on a drip filled with a very, very mild flavoured curry.
All right, yeah.
Well, he slipped into a coma.
I've told you.
What?
I've not told you, have I?
What?
I've got a sack.
You've got a sack?
Yeah, I've not told you about it. No. Honestly, I'm such
Pete,
a bargain.
Why?
£56 bag of spuds, right, from the greengrocers in Marple Bridge. Come round to our house, make some mash, some chips,
lovely.
Anything. It's brilliant.
Scallops.
Yeah. Whatever you want. Deep fried.
Baked.
What?
What we should do is a phone in on different types of potatoes cooking.
No.
Or not, maybe
I got in trouble for a potato joke once.
Yeah,
don't repeat it. Don't want to go back down that particular... I don't want to pursue that particular line of inquiry.
You've had a bad experience with potatoes.
They say, if you'd like the factors today, it's 0161 661 0103. We're on the lookout for stuff for Jeff's joke.
Anecdotes, stuff about the Spice Girls, mucky pictures. Just slipped out.
Just stop it.
And that was murder.
No, you dare. Coming up on the show, we reveal details of Pete and Jeff's Mad Cafe Night, which is at the Southern Hotel on Nell Lane on February 26th.
And also a show business exclusive. We've got the lowdown on what's going on with Liam and Patsy.
We have a recording of what happened at Burnage this morning before they took the flight down to London before the wedding ceremony was cancelled. The most music, Q103. Diamonds and Pearls from Prince. If you'd like to fax us today, it's 0161 661 0103. Jeff Lloyd, as usual, taking the calls on 0161 288 0103. Fascinating day in and around town. For local people in general, Patsy and Liam are getting married, and Jeff Lloyd moves into his new flat.
Thank you.
Later on today. And he's got a vast array of celebrity removal men.
Yeah,
me.
And my mate Marzi, who was once in an entrance video for about a second.
So that way, it's famous removal men helping you to move out of Withington into city centre Manchester, where you rightly belong, I think.
In the heart of the city.
In the heart of the city. We have details coming up a little bit later on, a bit later on, regarding Pete and Jeff's Mad Cafe Night at the Southern Hotel, Nell Lane in Chalton. The tickets are not on sale today, but from tomorrow, we believe. So we'll end you up the garden path there on Friday. We have the inn, we have exclusive showbiz gossip, a little look behind the scenes of what went wrong at the wedding. We know exactly what's going on as we went down to Burnage over the weekend to record a piece with Leon, Noel and Peggy. So we're at home with Oasis, a special one-off coming up very soon. Had something to mention. Oh, a little matter of fact, Bernard Sumner.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's coming later on.
Bernard, it will be live on this show a little bit later on, talking about New Order, Electronic. Bernard will also be playing another round as Bernard Sumner, suffer from glam metal syndrome. All coming up very soon. Also, five things on the way about Dame Barbara Cartland.
Smash him.
I love her.
I'd like a one-to-one with the bloke who nicked my car.
Pop goes the weasel.
Live from Manchester, this is Pete Mitchell along with Jeff Lloyd. It's Monday afternoon, my favourite day of the week. Am I lying?
He's lying.
I'm lying, but it's going to be my favourite show all this week because we have Bernard Sumner of New Order and Electronic coming up.
Also coming up, those two mad women on the pop challenge. I think that's worth trailering, isn't it?
We also have the birds. We've got all sorts of stuff coming up and behind the scenes of the Liam and Patsy wedding. We know exactly what's going on don't we?
Mm-hmm.
See, the Dame Barbara Cartland has just finished, listen to this, has just finished her 649th novel. At the age of 96, she is, I suppose, still upholding the principles of innocent love, wearing pink and laying claim to a string of admirers. The Cartland, you know, listen to this, Cartland, I'm one of them. I am.
Honestly. Yeah, that's not what you were saying in Kathy before, was
Cartland, Cartland famously rejected 48 proposals of marriage before selecting for her 49th, Alexander McCorkadale, I think that is, which she divorced a few years later. Today, she still thrives on a cocktail of vitamins and exudes a staggering sense of self-belief. To celebrate the fact, five things you never knew about Dame Barbara Cartland.
Number one.
Dame Barbara Cartland is capable of unaided at intergalactic space travel and uses her wrinkly old legs to jump into hyperspace.
Number two.
Dame Barbara Cartland's favourite hat has a humorous beer can on top of it with two long straws dangling down in a mouthly direction.
Number three.
Dame Barbara Cartland has the sign of the Chinese dragon burned into her inner forearms after going through an initiation ceremony similar to the one undergone by David Carradine in TV's Kung Fu. How bizarre.
Number four.
Dame Barbara Cartland is so eccentric that she drinks dandelion and burdock without the burdock and double the dandelion.
At number five.
Dame Barbara Cartland rides around her front garden on cowback. Five things
cowback.
You never knew about Dame Barbara Cartland.
You'd be laughing, don't you?
On the way, details of being Jeff's Mad Cafe. We have Bernard Sumner, we have the birds, and we have behind the scenes of Lehman Patsy's wedding. Go, 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 go. Most Music Key 103. Go, 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 go. Jocasta and Go. If you like that sort of gear, go, go, go. IQ every Saturday between 4 and 7. Do you know what we got on this Saturday? Any idea? You get your diary there? I've got my... Should I get my diary out?
You get yours, mine's upstairs.
Right, have a quick look. It might be next week we have a few big names on them. I'm just going to flick open the page.
Excuse me.
Did you burp then? Why did you do that, Jeff?
Because I had a bit of trap wind.
No, we haven't. But a week on Saturday, we'll have Della Soul, who may have Republic as well. Coming up on the show today, we have Bernard Sumner from New Order and Electronic. We'll popping in to have a chat a little bit later on. But we're really looking forward to our night. Pete Mitchell and Jeff Lloyd's Mad Cafe night. It's the first night. We're going to do a tour. We're going to go up to, like, Rochdale, Oldham. But it's the first night out, so if it goes well, we should be taking it to a town near you. It takes place at the Southern Hotel Nell Lane in Chorne, which is a fine venue for that sort of game.
Yeah,
it's going to be a nice, relaxed evening. It's a fiver. We don't think that's a rip-off price because it's just... Jeff, tell them what's happening.
Honest to God, we're just covering costs. We've got a brilliant comedian, Smug Roberts, who you've heard on the programme. He's top lad.
Very, very funny comedian.
Well-known around the area as well. Always in the paper, done bits on telly and stuff. He's brilliant, Smug Roberts. And also, I think, perhaps the greatest unsung hero of the Manchester
most
music
scene. Most underrated,
He is so brilliant. It's a singer-songwriter called Johnny Dangerously, who you may well know if you've been to gigs around the area for years. He's been around Yonks. He's absolutely brilliant. And Johnny Dangerously will be doing a few songs for us acoustically.
Yeah. Great lyricist.
We're playing Lip Bingo.
We're going to play an unusual round of bingo. We also have Professor Smug Roberts, who will be popping in to give us a few lessons on how to speak Scally, how to speak Mancunian.
And we're going to do Piccolo Pete's Pop Challenge live as well. We're going to have prizes and everything. We're going to do Piccolo Pete's Pop Challenge live as well. And if you're lucky...
We may sing a couple of songs. We can't promise. So those tickets will go on sale tomorrow. We'll give you further details of how to get them a little later, and we'll give it the whole the big hype tomorrow
the
on the
whole
show.
9 yards.
But do join us, Pete and Jeff's first of hopefully many. We're going to do one a month of these around the area. It'll be the first one. It's Pete Mitchell and Jeff Lloyd's Mad Cafe, which takes place at the Southern Hotel Nell Lane in Chorne on February the 26th, from about 8-ish till about 10:30, something like that.
That'll do.
And only five to get. And we'll have a brilliant singer-songwriter Johnny Dangerously. We'll have a brilliant local comedian Smug Roberts. Do come along and see Smug because he's absolutely top. We'll have bingo, we'll have Smug Roberts, we'll have the works. And it's only a fiver to get in. More details later. Tickets go on sale tomorrow.
The most music in every hour. Live from the heart of Manchester on 103 FM. This is the Northwest number one radio station.
K103.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Suzanne Mistern. Cheshire nanny Louise Woodward is to be charged with killing a 9-month-old baby in America.
Aircheckdownloads.com.